And so it's interesting that a few planners have stopped trying to ease traffic congestion. Instead, they're embracing congestion. They want to create more of it. Several cities are experimenting with making streets narrower so traffic moves more slowly. It's called traffic calming. Congressman Earl Blumenauer spent 10 years as the top transportation official in Portland, Oregon. Portland choked traffic on some streets by widening sidewalks or creating bike lanes or allowing cars to park at the curb.
People could talk to each other, you know, across the street from yard to yard. It was greener. It was cheaper. In some cases, they were so narrow that when you parked on both sides, you could only have cars go one way, and they had to stop and pull over when someone's coming the other way. So it was a natural traffic calming device.
Blumenauer says some things are more important than getting commuters home as quickly as possible. If cars move slowly, they make less noise. They're less dangerous to pedestrians. The street becomes more comfortable. People may be more willing to live or shop in a congested neighborhood, even if some complain about the traffic.
It's the Yogi Berra-ism. You know, nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded. And that is congestion that is exciting. It means business to the merchants. It means an exciting street life. It's the sort of the hustle and bustle, and people don't mind going slow.
Still, not every expert thinks traffic calming is a good idea.
Well, God bless them if that's what they like. Just don't try to force me to live there.
Paul Box is a traffic engineer who helped to write national guidelines for street design. He doesn't agree with widening sidewalks to make streets narrower. He says it's inefficient to put obstructions in front of cars, and people who park in the street cause accidents.
My daughter and her husband recently bought a home in Hoboken, New Jersey. It is one of the most horrible examples of inadequate planning that I have ever seen. I've never been in a city where double parking and abandoning the vehicles was allowed as it is there. It's just unbelievable, with the horn honking going on from people parked at the curb trying to get their cars out.
As it happens, traffic calming experts want to replicate places like Hoboken, New Jersey. Restaurants set out sidewalk tables by the parking meters. People stroll the main street, though it is a nightmare for commuters at rush hour. The old port city's narrow streets developed before anyone thought about traffic management. Now, planners in other cities are working to design the same kind of traffic which people used to create by mistake. I'm Steve Inskeep, reporting.